5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are listening to Flowing with Famous. I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and with me here, as always, is Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. We are late night Skyping to bring you best in Fresno podcasting.
Gotta keep it up. First Monday of the month.
Yeah. We might be the only Fresno podcast, but if not, we're definitely
That's about Fresno. As far as I know.
So, we are in June. It is June, officially.
Best month. One of the top.
Oh yeah.
Top ranking months, Fresno, because it's for me, because it's it's officially pool season. It's like you've been waiting all winter. Now it's officially today was finally I went swimming last weekend. It's cold,
but you didn't.
It was fine for my daughter. She doesn't care. She'll go in there every single freaking day. It doesn't matter what the temperature is. She's blue, but it's like I'm having fun in the
pool.
But
I've still been there.
But today was like the first day. I was like, okay, I'm comfortable.
Nice.
So now it's on. It's pool season, baby.
Because June is nice because the summer's definitely here. But it's not that, like, grindy you down 100-plus degree temperature for 6 weeks.
We're getting, like, some relief at night. There's, one day is nice, next day it's hot. No, it's fine. Easing it in there.
Yeah.
Easing it in.
I dig it. So, let's go ahead and just kind of get into whatever we want to be talking about. I don't even know what we're going to be talking about.
Been a couple weeks now, but we got to talk about the Grizzly Fest because you actually went. I heard it. I heard it from a distance.
Did you?
From several vantage points. Oh, get this. Because we were all about like, well, I wonder what it's like in the neighborhood next door. Is it? I live almost 3 miles away, 2.8 miles away, according to Google.
Yeah.
I live from the Grizzly Fest.
Yeah.
And I could hear it in my backyard. And now we were like hanging out, like watching some TV. It was like 10 o'clock or something. And producer's like, she's like, what's that music? I guess, somebody has their stereo. Or like once in a while, there'll be a party in a neighborhood that has a band or something in their backyard. I was like, it's time to party.
They block off. There's a neighborhood close. My parents live around that same area.
Yeah.
There's a neighborhood that they block off the street.
Oh, there's a famous one in this neighborhood. A famous Fresno musician does every year. Yeah. I've never been invited, even though I'm in the neighborhood and part of the music scene, but nobody invites me over. Stand outside and go,
So you could.
So you hear me. She's like, that's Grizzly Fest. I was like, that's not Grizzly Fest.
Could you hear it like clearly? Could you hear?
No,
it, like,
I couldn't. Like I could
hear crowd noise.
I could hear. No, I could hear the. You could hear the music, but it wasn't. You couldn't discern exactly what was happening, but you could hear that it was music, and it was like the vibe of it was
what could, day was
Grizzly
it?
Fest. That was a Saturday.
Friday or Saturday.
Saturday night.
Yeah. I sort of felt as if the sound from Friday to Saturday was a little bit different. Like I feel like they cranked everything up just slightly on Saturday. I felt like Friday night to me, all day Friday actually, the sound was just perfect. I mean, the levels, like it was one of those things where if you were standing in front of the stage at any distance, it wasn't overwhelming, so even if we were up close, it was loud, but it wasn't overwhelming. And I felt like that the whole day on Friday. Saturday, depending on where you were, it definitely was louder. And then especially Fantagram, pretty rock band, and then obviously Snoop.
So many things to talk about. So you said Snoop. Yeah, It was definitely pretty. I was like, we're about 90% that it was Grizzly Fast, and we were 0% bothered by it. It was fun. Yeah, you know, it's like, ooh, this is neat. I can hear it.
Like, wow, we can hear it from my house. Yeah.
But,
well, let me hold on. Let me tell you something else. So I have some friends who live in Santa Rosa, right? Mm-hmm. Santa Rosa is a really nice place north of Marin County up there. And
famous this, Russian and, River Brewing Company.
Right. This weekend happening, including today, the Cannabis Cup happens up there, right? The High Times, the Cannabis Cup out at the fairgrounds. So my friend,
you have to train all year to get that cannabis cup.
So my friends live close enough to the fairgrounds that they can hear it. And so like tonight, I guess, Blues Traveler's playing and they're so excited. This is on Sunday. They're so excited that they're good. They're not really excited, but they can definitely hear it. So even in a place like Santa Rosa, they somehow figured out that like this is something that you can do, and it's just okay.
It's fun.
Okay. That being said, let's go back to Grizzly Fest. What did you ask?
I was like, you just mentioned Snoop Dogg, so I was seeing tweets that Snoop was down. I didn't know if it was BS or not. Like Snoop was downtown driving a car himself, going like asking people, like, "Hey, was that just a BS tweet I saw?"
I think that was a BS tweet. I did because I had seen someone. There was a lot of different like Photoshop memes happening going around. There was, I think, Brett Effeld had a
Snoop just wandering around. Hey, man, where's that Grizzly Fest?
So I think, I think that was just one of the memes, the many memes that were going around, and it was quite funny. You know, the thing I will say about Snoop that was very visible. So they have police presence there.
I saw the chief was there taking pictures.
Chief was there. Dude was a rock. Dude was a celebrity. Like people, no joke. Like I watched people stop, shake his hand, take pictures, whole thing. They, you know, people want selfies or whatever with the chief. So,
dude, I'm high and I'm next to taking a picture at the police chief.
To the credit, I mean, the police were there. You could definitely tell they were there, but they weren't harassing anyone. You know, people were, you know, having a good time, smoking, whatever. There wasn't any, you know, the police were definitely there to kind of as a show of force to make sure things were fine. But there wasn't any kind of, hey, we're aggressive about it until Snoop Dogg.
Uh-oh.
So Snoop Dogg plays. I didn't notice this, but apparently there were the police at the front of the stage, you know, including the chief, who was smiling apparently through the whole thing. There's video of it, and it's pretty cool. But so they were all upset. The crowd, you know, is filling out most of the park there, where everyone is. And then behind the crowd, there was just like a line of officers, like in a riot line, like shoulder to shoulder, just standing there, like just watching the whole thing.
Just
kind of placed throughout the thing. They were in a line.
Preparation for something to happen.
Right. I mean, it really looked like that's what the case was. You know, it looked like they were expecting or like, you know, whatever. It was weird. I noticed it because I had been like kind of up in the middle of the crowd, and then I kind of moved around to just see what the crowd looked like at various vantage points. And as I moved back, I noticed it, and it was like, wow. And then someone on Twitter had mentioned like, hey, how come the police presence was so much stronger for Snoop Dogg than for anyone else? And it was, you know?
Yeah.
And it was weird. And especially weird because Snoop, like, musically, like, he, dude, doesn't get you pumped up, you know? And
it's not like,
it's not like you're, I mean, there are a lot of bands that, like, I would be worried about people going crazy. Snoop isn't one, like, everyone was just singing along, you know? Although, I have to say, it's a weird experience because you know, I worked for the Fresno Bee, and so we just had this big project about the sex trade in Fresno. And, you know, the Fresno PD come out, and it's like this huge big thing and blah, blah, blah. So then Snoop comes out, and he sings this song about being a pimp.
Oh, no.
Right? It, like, spells out P-I-M-P, like, whatever. And it just was such a weird thing to me because it's like, oh, yeah, like, I understand why if you were the chief of police, this might be weird for you to have to, like, watch this dude essentially, like, you know, laughing about or, like, playing up the fact that he's a pimp when, like, no, man, pimps are real things, and they're, like, really kind of bad, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It struck me as weird also because it's like, look, if, like, Marilyn Manson or whoever was up there and talking about whatever he talked about, I would never go, like, well, why is Marilyn Manson talking about me, you know?
Right.
So that is part of it, too, is, like, if you can just, like, take a part, like, aside whatever it is Snoop is singing about, and just enjoy it for what it is. Everyone had a really cool time, you know? So that being said, my general thoughts on the festival, I think the move to Woodward Park is the right move. If I were, the organizers, and I'm certain they're probably doing it, I would lock them into, like, a 10-year deal now. Like, just the city. I would just go, look, we'll do it here 10 years. Same thing, you know, we'll give you blank X amount of dollars as long as we can do it for 10 years. So we won't have to go through the rigmarole of, you know, every year having to go through the city council, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, just lock it in. Yeah.
That, you know, that's if, and I'm sure that maybe that is what they're doing. If it were me, that's what I would be doing right now, would just be like, boom, lock it in so that we don't have to go through this crap ever again.
So the experience you felt was better at Woodward Park than at Grizzly Stadium.
Oh, yeah, because it was a music festival, you know? Like, I mean, anyone who was coming in who's ever been to a music festival before, that's what they were experiencing, you know? Whereas Grizzly Fest, I mean, it was fine, but it was always like,
right.
It's
makeshift.
Like, it felt a little makeshift, yeah. I mean, it didn't feel like a music festival like you would go to anyplace else, you know? Whereas this, it's like, if I was coming from out of state, and there were people who came out of state, out of country, to come in to see this. I met a dude who drove in for Las Vegas just to see this one particular band. You would just go, oh, yeah, this is a music festival. You know, that's just, I mean.
You wouldn't be thinking any. You wouldn't be, like, tying it to the city or anything, like, no. God, this is half-assed.
So I go to Aftershock. I've been to the Aftershock Festival in Sacramento last 3 years. And to me, it felt very much like that, you know? And it's just, it's a music festival. Mm-hmm. And so I think that people, you know, who don't get it, like, it doesn't matter because they don't go to music festivals. It's whatever.
Right.
But people who do get it, they go to music festivals, they showed up and they got exactly that, you know, and that's not to say it wasn't perfect. You know, I'm sure I've heard some, you know, people talking about some of the VIP experience, whatever, and some different things that they can work on. And I'm sure they know that. But for the most part, to me, it was like really well done. I was really impressed. I was definitely impressed by the local lineup. And I hope that's something they'll continue to do.
Yeah, that doesn't get faded out or something.
Right, right. Because it could be easy. And it could be easy enough for them. I mean, I think that they'll start getting, like, a lot more national, like, touring bands wanting to play this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll just sort of squeeze out those slots. So I hope that they hold at least a few slots open for the local. But, you know, local dudes who deserve it, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't feel like they should just put people on there because, hey, this is they're a local band and somehow deserve, or just because they're local, they should be there, you know? I mean, but I think we do have local bands that can compete with the rest of them. And if that's the case, you know, I mean, I felt like Z Will had one of the best sets of the festival. Fashawn was like, you know, to me, and not that he's like necessarily a local guy, but to me, he was as good as anyone there. Gospel Whiskey Runners from Visalia, mm-hmm. they're like an Americana band.
Yeah.
Their set was like great. I mean, they sounded, you know, super. They were one of those bands, they should be playing festivals, you know. They were just that good.
For Strange Vine set?
Oh, yeah. Strange Vine also, same thing. You
what,
know,
I am always curious about when you have a festival like that, there's got to be people that have never seen Strange Vine before. Were you hearing any of that? Like, people are like, oh, who are these guys? Kind of thing.
No, but I wasn't really paying attention either.
Yeah.
I couldn't really gauge that well whether or not. But I mean, you could definitely. To me, it was like they were a really good band to have. They struggled a little bit with the time slot, you know, mm-hmm. because, and this is just festival stuff. It's like, you know, the earlier time slots are always kind of rough, in terms of people showing up. But they had a really good crowd and they sounded awesome. And again, to me, it's like they're one of those bands that, like, they sound like a festival band. And I mean, I think they had, you know, they did a really good job. And, I thought they were, you know, as good as anyone who was there, you know. So I thought the lineup just top to bottom was pretty solid both days. I mean, I feel like the opening acts were really good. There was this band, Monchi, I think they're called, who I guess they're from L.A. It's this guy, David Cho, who's a famous artist.
Yeah.
It's his band. And then the singer is, the brother of Bobby Lee, the comedian.
Okay.
And they were so, I mean,
yeah, that's what, yeah, I was like, I saw like that guy it's different.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be into it. It's totally like punk rock and just weird. And, you know, and they had like some kid playing bass, you know, it looked like they just brought some, I think it was someone's brother or something, or, you know.
Yeah.
But it looked like some dude from the high school jazz band. And then they had like some dude's uncle or something playing guitar, some like old guy, you know, like, and he was, and so it was, the whole thing was just like really kind of crazy. But they were really good. So you had that kind of stuff early. And, you know, I met a guy who drove in from Las Vegas just to see this band play, mm-hmm. like that, you know. So they had that kind of band that had that kind of like, you know, they're not a huge band, but they definitely have people who are into them. And then you had, you know, like the Dirty Heads and that kind of, but then you had Fantagram and Foster the People and Nas. I think Nas may have had the largest, well, Snoop probably had the largest crowd in Fantagram, but Nas definitely had the largest crowd on Friday. And then people just kind of cleared out. Like once Nas was done, yeah. Foster the People definitely had less people
there.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Than Nas. Because
they're like a known entity.
Yeah. But, you know, there was less people to watch Foster the People than there were for Nas. But the whole thing was great. I mean, I was really impressed and I'm super excited now to see what's going to happen next year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here's the thing. There's a lot of people, you know, even up to the day of the festival, there are people complaining like, oh, it's not
downtown, not downtown.
You know, like whatever they were saying. And to me, it's like, yeah, that's a different thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think we do need to talk about that again. Like, hey, maybe we do need to have some kind of downtown free music festival a la Fuse Fest, a la Catacomb Party, a la something, but that's not this, you know, that's something else. And so we just let's all enjoy Grizzly Fest for what it is. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see next year, because this year personally, I mean, I went for work, so I had media credentials. Had I not had media credentials, I probably still would have gone. at least one day, possibly 2 days, just for like my sense of things, you know, just because I like to queue up. But it'll be interesting to see the lineup, you know, because the tickets aren't necessarily cheap. I mean, it's definitely worth it, and they're cheaper than other festival tickets, actually. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not saying that you're not getting what it's worth. But I like, personally, for me, there wasn't a band there that I was just like, ooh, I have to see.
Yeah.
Blank.
Yeah, for me, it was like, only the local bands, I was like, ooh.
Right.
And I was oh, I'll see them right. at their own show.
So, and you know, here's the thing about music festivals. They work one of two ways. Either you're into the headliners, or there's enough of the, like, lower tier bands that you want to see that it makes up for it. You know, so, yeah. like, I went to Coachella several years, and I didn't care at all about the headliners, but all of the undercard acts, that's who I wanted to see. So yeah. I saw, you know, a ton, you know, I didn't care whoever was headlining, but Leonard Cohen was playing, or I didn't care who was headlining, but Devo and Turbo Negro and, you know, Airborne Toxic Avant and, you know, whoever else was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you go one way or the other with it. So it'll be interesting to see next year, like, A, can they either pull a headliner that I'm like really into, or can they pull some of the undercard acts that are going to be, you know, exciting enough to get me to come for one day, or the other, you know?
Have you heard anything about the neighborhood around? Was there any, like, excessive amount of complaining?
I think the last that I heard was there on the first day going into the second day. I mm-hmm. think there had only been five noise complaints.
Interesting.
You know, which is probably less or equal to what they get on a normal... You know, because they have like those $5 country concerts, like just
last
week or whatever. They had one of those $5 country concerts. They have various things, and
that's what I'd be complaining. That'd be calling the cops,
right?
Damn so country music in my backyard.
And I think they get complaints about all that stuff all the time, anyway.
Yeah.
And just, you know, so I don't think there were that many complaints. I mean, I think people just got it, you know. They just understood, like, oh yeah, this is a one day, and
right.
it's kind of fun, and, you know, so.
Yeah, that's the way I am. Like, for a weekend now, this is fun. I guess every weekend it would be like, all right, that's no. But, right. yeah, once in a while, it's fun.
Yeah.
Have your own, have your own party, big barbecue, if you live in that neighborhood, and be like, right. And you can be base camp for if people are going. Right. You're like, oh, right. come over here, have some barbecue, go back, blah, blah, blah. You know, make a thing out of it.
I totally think that could be really cool. So, I'm excited about it, and I hope that they figure out a way to get some sort of, like, extended contract there so that they could do it there year over year. I feel like... You know, the things that make festivals work it's like the vibe, but it's the location, you know. Mm-hmm. And so if you're moving locations every, you know, 3 or 4 years, that's going to and it happens. Right. Like, I mean, I think the Aftershock Festival has been in a couple of different places in Sacramento. And so it happens. But what you want to do is you want to get into a place that, you know, works. And do it there consistently over the long run. That's why Coachella does so well. It's because it's there and everyone knows where it is, and boom, and you go to the same place every year. So that's what I hope, is that they can lock it in, and so they don't have to, you know, so we won't be seeing this move to the Tulare Ag Center or something in the next few years, unless it gets big enough that that's what they need to do. So.
All right. Well, it's a little early. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Josh.
No. Go. So,
it's a little early, but I'm ready for a music break. All this music talk. I'm ready for the band of the episode. Which is not a Grizzly Fest band, but it's new. It's new stuff.
New music. So this is tangentially related to the friend corps. You remember friend corps?
Yes. And what's interesting about the friend corps scene is it seemed maybe it's just because I was listening to local bands, but like it seemed like Fresno was like that was a thing for Fresno. Like Fresno had a lot of friend corps band, like more than a regular town would have.
Yeah, no. So this was what, like how many years ago was this? I have
it was like
such
four years ago.
I have a bad amount of time. It could be like 10 years ago. It could
be that yeah, like four. I'm just gonna go with four.
There was this whole scene of bands kind of doing stuff down in Chinatown, and one of the bands was Fatty Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Fatty Cakes and the Puff Pastries, or Fatty Cakes, and then it later became Fatty Cakes and Puff Pastries. Anyway, and so from that band and that group of musicians, there's been several kind of spinoffs. The Dirty Limbs kind of came out of that whole scene, mm-hmm. I think, as well. And now there's a band called Squid Ink. Squid Ink, and featuring members of the Puff Pastries and others, and super cool women empowered punk rock music, and they have fairly new, but they've been playing for a while, and they are actually touring coming up, where they have a summer tour with Fatty Cakes and the Puff Pastries, and they call it the Femme and Fury tour and summer tour. I'm looking at the picture now. They have a like poster for it, and it's really awesome because it's like all of the members of both bands are Marvel like characters, and so you have like Beast and Storm, mm-hmm. and Rogue, etc. So forth. So, and they're playing quite a few shows. It looks like through July they're kind of touring from Visalia, and they're playing Santa Ana, and all the way to Phoenix, it looks like. So anyway, let's listen. Exciting. Yeah. I always love new music, new bands coming and playing and doing new stuff. So, All right.
Now. Okay. I have something for you.
I'm in.
No, wait. I'm going to say that. Everyone keep listening. I have something for Josh. I'm going to throw Josh, and it's very important to Fresno.
Later. Though.
Yeah. It's very important to Fresno. So hang on for that. If you're a Fresno, you will have every this thing I have for Josh, every single Fresnan will have an opinion. There is no way you will not have an opinion about it. It's that big.
Okay. Is it Kopi's hair or something?
No. What? No. Everyone agrees Kopi's hair is brilliant.
It's fine. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with it. All real.
Yeah.
Audra McDowell, now a famous Broadway musician, the award-winning toast of New York, from Fresno, came up through the performing ranks of Fresno, including
Good Company.
Yeah, Good Company Roosevelt, famous. Roosevelt was famous for performing arts.
Yeah,
and she now has a street named after her in Fresno.
She has the theater there at Roosevelt. Actually, was renamed for her as well.
Nice. Yeah. She just got it all, and she came back to town. There was a concert for her and a whole night.
So she did a performance with the Fresno Philharmonic, and they had a bunch of different stuff for throughout the whole thing. I wonder. If she is the most famous Fresnan, period, end of sentence.
Wow.
Who has done more? Who is more? I mean, William Soroyan. Okay. I mean, you know, you could say William Soroyan and you know, you want to pull it.
Okay.
I think she's won the most Tonys of anyone. And also has Emmys, and I think has Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she has an Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so now we're going to preface this by native, not somebody that's lived here briefly, native. Like Cher's lived here.
Yeah, but
she's not a native.
No one counts Cher. No. No one counts.
So we're talking about natives. No, yeah. So the three to come to mind right off the top of the bat. William Soroyan. William Soroyan, Tom Seaver, Audra McDowell.
Yeah.
Those are the three. McDowell's. You had a McDowell's burger lately?
Yeah.
It's really good. Really good burgers. So those are the three. Come to mind right off the bat.
Right. I mean, I definitely
Peck
feel
and
like
Paw was is just no.
I mean, there are others. I mean,
we're talking about stuff. This is elite Fresnans here.
Right. I mean, I feel like most people don't even understand what a big star she is, or maybe they do, and I'm just not giving other Fresnans credit. For understanding what a big deal it is that she is from Fresno and that she has done so much, but so she was in town and they renamed that street there in front of the Soroyan, and they renamed the theater there at Roosevelt High School, and you know, it was just all good things, and I will give. You have to also give her credit because, you know, she is definitely a native who doesn't shy away from the fact that she is from Fresno, you know?
Yeah, so like Fashawn, I always appreciate where
right.
He's giving back respect to Fresno every turn he can.
And it's very and it is very easy for someone, you know, it would be very easy for someone like Audra McDowell, for instance. You know, she obviously doesn't live here anymore. Probably splits her time between New York and LA. I'm not sure. You don't have to like own your hometown at a certain point, right? Because you're just like, I'm from LA or I live in New York, and it's no big deal. But you know, she does, and that should be appreciated. So
congrats to her and
yes
to Roosevelt
and to us all at present.
Yeah. I really like that Roosevelt is still has that reputation as somebody that's has a child in the Fresno Unified School District, and it sort of makes me hyper aware of what's going on with the district and all that stuff. Yeah. And I definitely highly respect how Roosevelt is kept that as like if you wanna, if you're something involving stage performing arts or whatever, you kind of want to go to Roosevelt. So
get your kids over there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is your daughter gonna? Are you
gonna? I don't know. Too early to tell.
Too early to tell. Okay. All right.
What else? Well, let's see. Well, Larry Flint is gonna be here.
So
the
so
silver we, dollar, not what it once was.
So we have the Hustler Superstore.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to come for the opening, I think. He was supposed to be in town for the opening and couldn't make it because he's Larry Flint or I don't know. I can't remember what happened. But then recently it was announced that he is going to be here. And you know what? I'm not even sure. If you're into that, whoever's listening, you got to find that information on your own because I can't remember yeah. exactly.
He's coming. That's all you need. You look it up. FresnoBee.com.
And it was great. The story in the Fresno Bee was awesome because it was like something like about how he was like making it up to his fans or something. That was the headline. And I was like, Larry Flint has fans. And I mean, it's true. He does have fans. Well, there are people who are fans of Larry Flint. But anyway, I can't find that. So you'll have to look that
Larry's
up.
Larry's coming.
He's definitely coming.
That'll be fun.
To the Hustler Superstore over there on Sean and 41, which is getting that off-ramp is getting some sort of update.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be they're doing stuff that I think they're making it wider and a little longer. Because that is watch out. That's a rough spot. Like if you're not if you don't know already,
right,
and you're going up 41, that slow lane before Shaw will just stop real quick.
It'll kill,
and if you're not paying attention, and there's fairly regular accidents and stuff. So
yeah,
that's probably I'm gonna assume that's why they're doing some work on it. So
that'll help things out there.
We can't get off without any traffic. Oh, I heard Craig Sharton.
Yeah.
We got to talk about downtown parking. We almost did an episode downtown talking about downtown or parking, Josh.
So, Craig Sharton is running for Council District 3, I believe, which includes downtown Fresno. And so, on his Sharton for Fresno page, he posted this. He has a post up. It's under the revitalization series, and it says downtown parking. And it's a whole. It's pretty lengthy, in fact, about downtown parking, and it is just. I feel like it's really well done, and it essentially spells out what he would do, or what he thinks that the problems with downtown parking are and how we should go about it. So, you know, so he has stuff like parking needs to have in its own focus committee. So he's like essentially saying that we need to have a committee that's going to sit down and talk about downtown parking. And so, you know, some of the things he says is that, you know, we don't have to have free parking everywhere, right? Because employees and businesses would take the convenient parking spaces and the customer experiences would be terrible for customers coming in. But, you know, we should have some areas that are free with a 2-hour limit. We should have some high traffic areas that have smart meters, some parking in low traffic areas that are free all day, and then garages with 2 hours of free parking for customers. And then it has other things, you know, so there's this one. So he's calling to have inventory management. So, like, you know, looking at all the parking that we have downtown and being able to, like, definitively say, these are the spots that people are parking in that are being used all the time. These spots are not being used. We have a bunch of, you know, parking structures that no one's in. He's saying make customer parking a priority. So, like, you know, I guess in some of the parking garages, if you are like a parking customer, you're just coming down to go to a store or whatever, you have to use some parking stalls on the roof, and then everyone else is like for employees or permit parking. And so he's saying, let's switch that around. So we put the people, you know, like the long-term parking people up on the roof. And the customers, the people who are coming in, they have the most convenient spaces.
Nice.
And then he's saying parking meters, come on. We need to have smart meters. We need to get rid of these coin-operated meters. He says, coin-operated meters are insulting, embarrassing, and just plain inconvenient. Blah, blah, blah. And then he says, you know, we should rename the parking garages, you know, because they're all like lot number two, garage number nine, you know. So he's thinking, you know, let's be creative and come up with some things. And then he says every lot should accept credit and debit cards. So it's crazy. So we parked at the lot. Okay, we parked at the lot. I recently had lunch at Hot PK, parked at the Spiral Garage. One free hour, right? Okay, so we overwent our hour, and so you all focus. One of our coworkers who was in the car in front of us didn't have cash. So they can write you a bill, right? They can give you a bill. So if you don't have cash, like, you know, it's not
which
like
has to happen all the time.
Right. They give you a bill. It literally took like 5 minutes because she had to come out, like take down the driver's license or the, you know, his drive. He had to get his driver's license, had to get his, you know, the number from his car, you know, had to, you know, go through this whole process, have him look at it, have him sign it, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, why? We live in 2018. Like, The frickin' taco truck has a smart card. Right. You're telling me the city garage can't figure out how to get a Square reader it blew me away. Well, at first I thought they were giving him a ticket, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
But no, it's just a bill. So you can just, they give you a bill and then you pay it. But it's just like, I have a thing about cash only. You should not be cash only in 2018. I'm sorry. No. You just figure it out. And if the city or – and I don't think it's the city. We talked about this, I think, on the last one. I think the city contracts out for these lots, you know. So it's not necessarily the city that's new. But anyway, so anyway, he has this really kind of in-depth thing about downtown parking. If you go to Charton for Fresno, if you just type that in Facebook, you can find it, and there's a post there, and it's really worth a read, because I think that, you know, rational people who read this will go, oh yeah, I see what he's saying about parking. So good job on Craig.
Boom.
Almost you know, he would have my vote on parking alone, probably.
All right, Josh, it's time for the question. The question every Fresden will have an opinion on.
I'm a little scared, but
it's
okay.
All right.
Okay.
The official condiment of Fresno should be ranch or salsa. What is the most prominent condiment?
Okay, is it what I think it should be or what I would like it to be?
Give me both. Apparently, you have two different opinions.
I do. If it were personally, it's salsa, because I like salsa, and I find that every place I go, that's what I want. It is ranch. People love
ranch. If you can't get a side of ranch with whatever you're ordering, then it's bad. Bad news.
It's so crazy. Like, so for a while, I thought that ranch, like, so pizza and ranch, right? This is the thing. I thought it was, like, maybe just a me and Ed's thing, because, like, that's where I would associate it with mostly. But now it's, like, every pizza place I go, that doesn't matter. Like, Papa, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You want ranch with that? No, I don't want ranch with that, because you know what? Ranch is disgusting with pizza.
Wow.
And yes, and yet everybody
I almost get upset. I get upset that there it is a more prominent, like, obviously you're gonna have ranch with this pizza. Like, People right. will guff at me. Like, I'm not a huge ranch person. I can take it or leave it. I like ranch with things, but I'm also like, if they don't give me ranch, I don't care. But
so,
but I'm more like, but most people want ranch, so I'm like, right. So when they give me friction, when they give me resistance to me having a side of ranch, that's why I'm like, what the hell, dude? It's freaking Fresno. Offer me ranch.
So here's the thing. I have a friend who used to work at Mianet, and he was of that, like, he was like, why are they going to charge for ranch? But when he worked at Mianet, he would see, like, very clearly, like, people are crazy about the amount of ranch. So, right. And so it's like, yeah, well, you have to charge for it, because if you don't, you're going to go broke because everyone's like.
I've gone on to the side of chart. Like, I want to. I'm fine with them charging, but I
charge more.
So it's like, as long as you're not going to like act all pissed off that I'm ordering rent. Like, if that's good, like, oh yeah, that'll be extra. Fine. I'm fine. I'll pay 50 cents, but don't look at me sideways when I order.
Right.
Okay.
Really? Cause most places now I've noticed, it's just like, oh, you want ranch with that? They'll ask, you know? And I'm just like, no, like, on my pizza, that's disgusting. So, for me,
I just get pissed off when they're resistant towards it. I'm just like, come on,
so
dude.
It should be salsa, and I agree with you on the question. I think everyone's going to have their own. I believe it should be salsa. I enjoy salsa more. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, you know.
All the best salsa spots.
I like salsa.
Best salsa in Fresno. Where?
Oh man, it depends on what.
It's an age old question. So, I know, but
my favorite, personally, is it's the, and I buy it at Save Mart. It's the Bobby Salazar's.
Yeah.
Green salsa verde.
Oh, the verde.
Yeah,
huh?
The hot one. That, the verde. That's the one that that's what I like.
I go with the
that's
medium.
What I get when I'm at the store.
Yeah.
But.
I always have a Bobby Sal's medium in the fridge. Hopefully.
You got to. Yeah. I haven't in a while. You know, Whole Foods just has their regular stupid like.
They can't do it. Like, they don't know how to do it.
I kind of just. It's overly simple. I think.
Yeah.
But I still buy it from time to time.
Right. Just I'll always like try a new one, especially if it's a fresh in the market.
Right.
One.
Right.
I'm like, let's see, and it just never matches up. I'm never like,
I would be interested to see, because I feel like Bobby Salazar's really is like solid all the way across. Like you can't deny that it's awesome. So
it's for in the store.
Yeah.
You can't be Bobby Salazar's. Yeah. Like, if you're in a restaurant, different. Possibly. It might be different, but.
It depends on what restaurant you're in, too, you know?
Yeah.
Because different styles of Mexican food, and we have various different styles of Mexican food here in town, you have to have different salsas for it, you know?
Yeah.
So, last night, for instance, I had a Robertito burrito, and whatever the crazy salsa they have, I'm not even sure what kind of.
Do you think they make their salsa?
Oh, no. It's a big jug, I think, somehow. It's like this weird orange stuff. There's not even really like, it's just like a paste of some sort. I don't know, but very tasty. Anyway.
Still good. Still
good. That was a great question.
Because that's cool. Because that's a blog post I'm working on.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
First it was just going to be about ranch. But then now I'm like, well, maybe it should be like, what's the condiment in Fresno? But.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing. Right now, tacos are like...
Yeah, tacos are everything right now.
Everywhere, right? So you could make an argument that salsa would be, because right now tacos are... I mean, that would be the other question, I guess you could say. Tacos or pizza?
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, right?
That's tough.
Because,
well.
Look, we're with... You know, we're pretty well known for our pizza here.
Yeah.
The Valley Veggie.
Yeah.
Has Valley right there in it. So
that's tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, too. Yeah. that's going to require some deep thinking.
Maybe that's the next one. Although we have yet to see a pizza festival.
This is true. Good point.
I would go to a pizza festival. But here's the thing. You can only eat like... I don't know, 5 slices of pizza, you can eat a lot more tacos.
Yes.
I think I
don't think I've ever been full of taco. Like, I've never been to a point where, like, I can't eat another taco.
Uh-huh.
It's right. always been like, I have to stop myself, physically stop myself, say, no. No, Mike. No more tacos. But my body's like saying, like, more tacos. Like, why are we not eating another taco right now? I'm like, I can't.
That is a good point. Yeah. You can definitely eat too much pizza, though. So, yes.
I think we should probably plug it up.
I'll let you you go ahead and start with the plugs.
Oh, well, the Dorktown Network of podcasts on the latest Dorktown. Unfortunately, we missed Joshua T.
I know. I was out of town.
We had a night of Dorktown Network stars.
Oh, man.
On the latest Dorktown, we had everybody but Josh.
Everyone but, oh, now I really feel bad.
Yes, poor Josh.
What are you going to do?
I had to represent Flowing of Famous on Dorktown.
I should have called in.
I didn't think about that. I should have just Skyped you in. Damn.
Yeah, it would have been great. Or just played like some recording of my
now I feel stupid. I should have played It'll Go Back or something. God dang it.
Yeah, randomly me going, hey, guys.
Damn it. What a fail. I failed.
I know. It's all right.
It's all these years of podcasting, I still screw up every time.
See, that's what podcasting's all about.
Just lame amateurness.
right. Amateur. Even the best podcast.
Yep.
I was actually listening to some Joe Rogan podcast, and I'm not like, I don't listen to a whole bunch, but I was like, and, you know, he has this intro, or at least he did whenever, I don't know, I was listening to the one he did with Billy Corgan. And it's just kind of, like, lame, you know? It's just like, oh, yeah, he's a podcaster, you know? Like, and
right.
he has a bunch of fans, but, like, in the end, it's just him sitting in a studio, and it's like...
Classic podcaster.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's all the shows. The Dorktown. Dorktown comedy show. And there's Get Off My Podcast, which is a show about Harrison Ford. Oh, the Harrison
Which is
Ford.
Solo.
Solo.
Did we talk about, did
been
you
out.
Talk about Solo?
It's great. Go see it while it's still in theaters. I saw it at Broadway Fair on opening night, which is the Thursday night. There was like nobody there. Almost nobody there. That's why I kind of like Broadway Fair when it's a big movie, because Fair is going to be the least amount of people.
Lots of people, they don't like this movie.
They're stupid. You know, it pulls it off.
Is it too much Phantom Menace? Is that the problem?
No.
Okay.
It's that I will say that if you haven't seen it by now, like I don't know if this is, you could consider this a spoiler, but there's no
spoiler,
force.
Turn it off.
The force isn't really involved necessarily. Right. So like you're having a Star Wars movie without Jedi maybe. So that's really tough to pull off, and I felt they did pull it off, and I felt Alden was a great Han Solo. And you should see this movie, because it deals more with the like the underworld of the Star Wars universe.
Right.
And
I
appreciate
thing,
that.
Right? Like it's a whole big old universe, so obviously not everyone's using the Force.
Right.
I mean, it was like everyone was a Jet. There was only like 3 of them left or something, right?
Yeah, at this point, technically. So,
anyway.
Go see Han Solo. Well, it's still there. I'm gonna go see it. I saw it at Maya Cinemas, and they had the 501st, which is the guys that dress up in like a movie appropriate attire.
I saw you posing with the R2-D2.
Yeah, I was R2. Yeah. There was a guy Chewbacca. There was a Darth Vader, Stormtroopers. There was a Luke, Empire Strikes Back Luke with Yoda on his back. And
very good.
That's very cool. So,
was he wearing him as a backpack?
Yeah. Well, there wasn't an active Yoda behind him in the backpack, but it was a Yoda. It was very fun and cool. And there's also the Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour
craft beer show. Every weekly show, every Friday, there's a new show, and There's always Fresno beer talking.
Can I ask you this? You probably haven't talked about this because it just happened. That Stone has said a fuck off to No Effect.
I haven't read that. I've seen that story. I haven't read up on it. Yeah, like, yeah. No Effects did said a bad thing.
They said, look, they're punk rock dudes.
Yeah.
They were being punk rock dudes. It definitely was, like, not, it wasn't good. Like, yeah. Should they lose their beer over it? I'm not sure. Yeah. But that's beside the point. Anyway, so, yeah, talk about that. Mm-hmm. You can...
Go ahead.
Well, I had another idea, which was like, so band beer is a big thing now. I kind of want to try to get a beer for any of my bands.
Well, listening, but I think Tioga's more difficult to get that done. I would try.
Full circle.
Zach's when it comes out. They're coming soon. Or Pine and Palm. Okay. He might do that for you too. I would look into them. There's Clovis has breweries now, like four or five now. Yeah, I can't even keep up with going on over there because it's Clovis.
What's your favorite band brew?
Deftones works with Belching Beaver, and
it's good.
They make they've had a couple good ones.
Yeah.
And I like Deftones, so, and I like IPAs.
What was the Motorhead beer that wasn't even like, it was some sort of bullshit?
No, it was,
I love Motorhead, but it was like an IPA, like an American IPA or something. And I'm like, come on, this is Motorhead.
There was one that was...
They gotta be from England, right?
Yeah, there was a Motorhead one that was, this was like maybe 4 years ago or something. Felt was fine. It was like an English pale. And I thought it was good.
I guess they recently...
Did another one, and I can't speak to that one.
Okay, all right. So there's that. And then there's the Fresno, and that's your...
Yeah, the Fresno.com.
...blog site, which is really a wonderful site that everyone should go to.
Well, I want to know what's going on with you, Josh.
Well, so I will plug, first of all, and always plug my day job at Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com, where I write about a lot of the stuff, I and others write about a lot of the stuff that we're talking about now. And, you know,
let's hope that one day isn't just Josh.
It might be something.
Josh and his editor.
God, that would be...
Please. I mean, the Fresno Bee needs to stay around. Like, people freaking dump on the bee, and it's like, dude, really? Like, the bee's working as hard as they can, making stories. We need to support the bee and keep it going.
It's there's difficult times, but yeah, I mean, I think... You know, we do have some really, I feel like we, and I'm not
it's
just
important
saying,
stuff.
Like, I work there. But I feel like we have a lot of really good reporters, really good writers, really good editors, really working hard to get some good stories out there. And we don't get everything. We can't get everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that kind of, like, irks people sometimes when they're looking for a specific thing, sports scores or arts coverage or whatever it might be, and it's like we just can't get to all that stuff because we don't have the people anymore. But the people that are there are really trying hard to make sure that we really hold people accountable and really just get the stuff out there.
And that's a big thing. You got to have a major, at least locally major media outlet in your city to keep things accountable, and that's what I rely on the bee for. If without the bee, I mean, you just can't. There's not enough people, there's not enough motivation to keep our government, our local people accountable.
Who's Devin Nunes gonna hate?
He's gotta hate somebody.
Who's Steve Brando gonna crap on?
Yeah,
if not for
you're gonna have somebody to talk about.
So Steve Brando actually tweeted out today this weird like cryptic tweets. So there was a story on CNN. I don't even remember what the story was about, but and people were like, "Hey, are you watching this?" And Steve Brando had a tweet that was something to the effect of, "CNN is like the Fresno Bee in 2015, barely viable, hardly barely viable, or something like that."
Like, what's about, what's going on with 2015 in the Bee?
I don't know. I don't know. But to me, I was like, do you realize it's 2018 and the Bee is still a thing?
It didn't go away.
I'm sitting in an office, so.
It didn't end in 2015.
Obviously, it is viable. Since I believe the tweet has been deleted, so maybe he saw it and was like, "Oh, that doesn't make sense. Let me get rid of this stuff." Anyway, I'm plugging the Fresno Bee, and if at all, you think that is an important thing and you are not a subscriber, you can subscribe. That doesn't mean you need to get the paper at your door, but we have digital subscriptions and all sorts of other things. So throw us some money if you think it's worth it. I will also plug my bands, my various bands. So It'll Go Back, who we just had a show last night, actually.
Nice.
Opening for a Blink-182 tribute band. And that was a lot of fun. So we hadn't played in a long time, but we're playing again now when people ask. And Wade from Sparkle Jet, Wado Tornado, is playing drums for us. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. And then my other band, the Dang It Bobbies, been playing as well. We have a couple of shows coming up. I know we have a show at the end of June at Full Circle that we're doing, and then we have a show in July that we'll be doing down at Cellar Door in Visalia for one of those I Love Art Bro shows. I Love Art Bro. And then
I
Love art, man.
Hey, I love art,
and then,
bro.
And then Big Balls, the AC/DC tribute band, we're working to maybe see about getting playing again at the end of the summer, or maybe early fall time. So you can find all that stuff on line. Also, I have other podcasts that I do. I have an Aikido podcast called Aikido Discussed. You can find it wherever you find podcasts. If you're into martial arts, the Fresno Beehive podcast is kind of on hiatus. We're trying to revamp it and see if we can get it going again, but that's out there as well if you want to look for that, so you can just type my name. So anything else for the good of the cause?
That's enough, man. That's enough for June and Fresno for 2018.
All right,
July is coming.
I know, we'll be back.
Talk about us amongst your Fresno friends and get them to subscribe. Grab their phone and just subscribe them.
Put it in there for them. Yeah. And, feel free to send us any messages or comments, et cetera, so forth. We've gotten some good ones from people who correct us on things.
Correct us. We say stupid stuff all the time.
We say stupid stuff. We don't know what we're talking about. So
At Joshua Teehee on Twitter and The Fresnan on Twitter. Just tweet at those idiots and say, Hey. Not enough Clovis.
Not enough Clovis.
More Clovis.
Start your own podcast, Clovis people.
Yeah.
Clovis. I don't know what you would call that. We'll figure it. Anyway. let's be done. I'm going to count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.